difference in Blake those last 16 minutes of that game against Chicago?
Oh, I just think he got into a great rhythm, you know, and I think more so than anything, he gained some confidence after the first score, and then I think he gained some confidence in going to the no huddle there. I think that helped when you looked at it, but probably more so than anything, I think he gained confidence moving to football.
Have you been talking about the no huddle a lot going into the game, or was it just circumstances?
We always practice it, you know, it's part of what we do in practice. And so we've worked it, and we've gone in and out of it throughout the season, never to that extent or that early in a game. But we've jumped in and out of it throughout the season. But just for us, it was obviously to come out and have the 3-3 and outs to start the second half. We just felt like it was a changeup that was needed to try and jumpstart us up front. So, and certainly it paid off.
How are Derek and Blake similar?
They're both tremendous competitors. Really, I think both of those guys are tremendous competitors, and they certainly are. You look at them; they're their own two individuals, but they're young quarterbacks that were thrown in the league, had to play early as rookies. They've both gone through changes in coordinators, but they're just tremendous competitors, and they both prepare very well. They're both very intelligent players.
You mentioned the tough start. Derek, 0-10 to start his career. What did you learn about him during that adversity?
I think just the mental and physical toughness that we talk about that you have to go through at that position. As a quarterback position, certainly there's a tremendous amount of responsibility that goes on for you in terms of being the quarterback of a team and to handle the locker room. A lot of the responsibility that goes on in terms of leadership for a quarterback to be able to stand up in front of the team or in front of the media and to be able to handle the scrutiny of something like that. I think it just shows a tremendous amount of mental toughness and mental fortitude on those guys' part that have to go through something like that.
Being on the same team with Khalil Mack a couple of years ago, what kind of insight do you have?
He's a tremendous player. He was a tremendous player when he came in as a rookie, you know, and you can see his development, and he still plays at a very high level. Got a tremendous quickness and power, rush to quickness and power. So got a great skill set and is just a really good player, really good person as well.
Yeah, obviously I have to account for him, but is he so dangerous that it's tough to account for him?
He's dangerous, yeah. And so we'll be aware of, you know, and they've got a number of players. Bruce Irvin's another great edge rusher. I think they've got two tremendous edge rushers on that football team. So we'll be aware of where they're at, and we'll be aware of different ways of how to handle them.
Their numbers on defense aren't great, but what do they do well?
You know, yeah, it's a little deceiving when you watch the tape initially because of those players that we just mentioned, tremendous players. But they, you know, they've switched a little bit from where they were at a year ago defensively, so we're seeing some different things from them this year than we had a chance to look at them over the summer, certainly, and do a summer scouting report on them. So they've changed up a little bit, and I think they're still transitioning a little bit to the new style of play. But, you know, they've got, you know, Sean Smith's a real tall corner on the back end. I know they feel good about him as well, and he's done a good job. But they've allowed some explosive plays, and probably that more so than anything is the consistency for them defensively. I would guess when you're looking at them that they've struggled a little bit.
Is it different? Are they different in terms of coverage and pressure?
Yeah.
Okay.
From what we saw, yeah.
Greg, earlier this week, Gus obviously challenged the offensive line, said there needed to be more of a sense of urgency there. Have you seen anything different during the week? And do you get to the point in the run game where there's really not much more you can kind of try?
No, I think, you know, I still think we're settling in. Again, we've got to get guys healthy and playing together. Get our left side again playing well together. We've got to do some other things. It's not just really the scheme. I think, you know, we came out and moved the ball in that opening drive, and then we had just two more other possessions in that first half where I felt like had we not gotten a holding penalty, and then we had the hit on Hearns where we had a chance to convert a third and long after a holding penalty, and then we had the sack later. But I felt like I didn't feel at halftime like the run game was going to be an issue. And really, at the end, when we came out and had the 2-3 and outs, we got into 2-3 or third down manageable positions, and we didn't execute the plays. We had guys open, we had drops, and we had missed throws, you know, in the three possessions. We were in third and manageable situations. And then at that point, the fourth quarter, there's a minute left in the third quarter, and so we decided to jump into the no huddle to try and gain the possessions there, which worked out. But so I say it's on every point. We've got to stay in the field, you know, and convert some third downs, and that'll help the run game in terms of that. So there's a number of things. We'll continue to exhaust everything that we're doing. You know, we talked about, you know, a week ago in terms of not necessarily simplification, but reducing the volume and what we're doing. We'll continue to look at that until we're, you know, we feel that our players can execute at a high level.
Greg, is it fair to say that you're a team that can use the pass to set up the run with all of the weapons that you've got outside?
However you want to look at that, I mean, you could say that. We've got some weapons outside. We've got to be able to run the ball against a good box, more so than anything, as I mentioned. You know, if they're going to play high over the top and they want to stay on top of our wide receivers, then we've got to be able to run the ball against some of the seven-man boxes that we're seeing.
It does seem like the offensive line is getting the brunt of the heat from the running game. What can the running backs do to improve?
Well, and they just got to trust their reads more than anything, and trust what they're seeing up front, I think. And they're both good running back. They got a good feel for what we're trying to do. Chris Ivory, to me, has come in, and having him healthy is certainly going to help us again. I thought he ran the ball very hard last week and well, so we'll continue to look at schemes that accentuate his positives.
Thomas had no catches until 7 minutes left in the game. Were there things out there that Blake didn't see?
No, I think, you know, we had one in the third down, really the first third down, and to open the third quarter, had a play designed to him and did not get it to him there. But he certainly continued to look at the touches there. And I think, again, we feel like we can be very multiple in what we're doing in terms of who the ball's going to. And certainly the emergence of Marquise Lee, I think, has been real promising for us. And so we've got a number of weapons there and a number of guys that we're trying to target throughout the game.
Gone to the no huddle when you need to.
Yeah.
Almost a desperate situation. Is there an opportunity to do this earlier in the football game, maybe even in the first half?
Yeah, certainly we exhaust all those options as well. And we have gone to it. We went to it last year at times, and we've jumped into it two or three plays in a row and then have jumped out of it. And we've had varying success with it. So it's certainly, again, like I talked about, more comfortable that we are with it, and we showed some comfort in it. We'll continue to look at that as well.
Has there been a difference in Marquise this year?
Well, one, he's been healthy. He's been able to practice, which is real important, I think. And I just think, he's got a – I wouldn't say his attitude. I just think when you see him on a practice field, he's excited to be out there. I think he's excited to be part of it and be, you know, part of the plan this season. So it's good to have him healthy, and he's excited to see, you know, when he's on the field and he's got some opportunities in terms of progressions where the ball's coming to him, and knows he's going to have some opportunities.
Follow up on Thomas. Is it tougher to get a tight end involved? Because you can't throw him a bubble. You can't do an end around to get a spark.
No, but there's some other things. Certainly the inside routes that tight ends can do, and he's done some of that. And we put him outside too. We're still looking for those matchups where we can get him outside. We put him out as a single receiver by himself, which he's been done very well for us over the years. You know, had an opportunity early where we felt like on a third down we should have gotten a pass interference. Was a ball that, you know, we like him being on the outside as well for those post up matchups.
Greg, people are surprised that the running game that they saw in the preseason hasn't been as consistent. Are you surprised?
Yeah, well, that we are. Like I said, that's did not foresee that right now this would be one of our issues. So, again, as a coaching staff, we're kind of exhausting all possibilities right now and making sure we understand the importance of it. Certainly, it's got to be an important part of what we're trying to accomplish here offensively and for this team. So, you know, that's something that we're just continuing to look at. We felt like we made obviously great progress over in London. And again, we took a step backwards last year. So it's a consistency that we've talked about as an offense overall going into the season. We felt like even, you know, when you're bringing back a number of players, and we talked about guys, consistency's got to be a big part of what we do. And we moved the ball, we felt like, very well last year. We scored points, but we need to do it on a more consistent basis. And so right now where we're at, again, it's not where we want to be, but there's still a lot of season left, and we're here in the second quarter of the season, and we're just looking to make improvements right now and get ourselves back into that. We're on a rhythm and in a flow.
It seems like pass protection has taken a step this year. Are you feeling that as well?
That's the one thing that TJ's well at. He missed one pressure last week. We said we've had two missed pickups in through five games where we had mental error or a what we'd call a free hitter on a quarterback twice this season. So that's been we've gotten beat physically at times, but in terms of guys knowing who they're supposed to block and where they're supposed to be, that's been a plus.
How's Omame?
We felt like he did well. You know, I know Blake was real comfortable with him, and certainly the offensive line coaches and the staff in general was real pleased with him going out and making that start and played well.